Hello and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters, day 47, end of week 6, I think. Although, to be honest, I've lost count. So never mind, who's in? Hello, Paul, hello, Deb, CQCQ. How are we all? Momentous day here for the government. Oh, they're breaking their arm, patting themselves on the back. They made this silly, silly promise weeks ago that by the end of April they'd be up to 100,000 tests a day. Right up until yesterday it seemed that it was not going to happen, and guess what? They did it. So now we're hearing how marvellous they are. 122,000 tests yesterday. In much, much worse news, the death rate's up again. But they assure us overall it's going down. So how is it where you are? Hello, Kim. Hello, Simon. Oh, Jonathan. Stuffed mushrooms. I'm going to tell you what I had later, Jonathan, because I've got a photo for you. Something you were very concerned about. It's all sorted. So how is everybody? I hope you all like the road markings which appeared on my road today. Haven't even had a second to have a look, Jonathan. It's been that kind of day. And I'm at the moment I was trying to process an audio file, which was all of not that long. And it's just died on me. So I'm going to have to start again. It's just one of those days. Mike's in a webinar. Not sure if he can hear us or not, but I can hear him whispering away next door. He'll be joining us in 27 minutes. Lucky boy. What do I need to mention? Oh, it's Two Show Friday. And that means it's after hours later, 9 o'clock, which in turn means who actually read the email? Who knows what is actually happening? And has anybody told Neil? I bet Neil will miss it. It's actually the access thing. Yes, Mike has assured me it is. I haven't touched access in a long time. Mike has. I probably did more with it than he did back in the day. Comical. I went back and had a look at my notes and stuff. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. I did find the manuals that I mentioned. They weren't mine, I hasten to add. They were not mine. Oh boy, they are not good. Basically what it was a company who, there was one called the Training Manuals Training Company or something like that. But what it was a series of Word files, all separate files, that ran via a macro. Let me know if you have ever done anything like this or if it would be of benefit to you. But basically, you ran a macro inside Word and a dialogue box popped up and it had a list of all the component parts that you could put in this access manual. So the idea of it was if you bought an access manual to give to your delegates. So as a training company, you would buy like 6 copies of this manual and then you would give it out to the delegates. But to make it easier, you could license this system whereby your manuals completely aligned to your outline of what you intended to train. Because if you bought the manual, Lock, Stock and 2 Smoking Barrels, there may be sections in it that you don't intend to cover on your course. So the idea of this whole thing was you could put a tick in a box next to each bit that you were going to cover. And then when you pressed assemble, it would go away and it would pull together all these individual Word files and make for you a manual that only had in it what you were going to train. And this thing was hugely expensive. It's literally like £4,000 or £5,000. But as I'm looking at the manuals now, I'm thinking, really? They're full of clip art and stuff. Now, I will admit, they are fairly old, but still, did we actually use them? Apparently we did. Oh, I don't remember actually buying it. I remember buying manuals to hand out, and I wrote some of my own. I remember taking a project course on once. That wasn't a good idea. It was one of my first courses as well. Hello, Paul. Enjoy your cooking, Kim. It was a project course, a Microsoft project course, and it was 3 weeks away. So I thought, I'm not buying a manual, I'll write one. What was I thinking? I did it. So the grand day of the course came, and on everybody's desk was not just any manual. Oh no, I'd written it. It was in an arch lever binder. It was that thick. And I wrote the whole thing and learnt the new version of the product in 3 weeks. I was young and naive. What can I say? Wouldn't be trying that now. That way, madness lies. I'll say no more than that. That way, madness lies. Right, so what has everybody else been doing? I've had a hugely busy day. I've still got that 3 day. The conference that Mike and I were actually intending to attend that then went virtual because of all of this COVID nonsense was Tuesday, and that was only 1 day. But then both of us signed up for that live streaming conference. Yes, it's still kicking off because it's not live. People are very peeved. What I noticed from a couple of the things, though, one, people are incredibly peeved and they don't tend to watch on catch up. So, Mrs. Simon. The office is strange with her in the background. Hello, Mrs. Simon. Good to see you. What was I talking about then? I'm getting far too excited for my own good. Oh, yes, the live streaming conference that wasn't. Oh, dear, oh, dear. As I said, some of the sessions have been great, but I did notice that the interaction had just dropped off a cliff. So it went, I went and checked for you because I'm good like that. 180 comments on the first session. These sessions have been about 45 minutes. But last night's session, 7. So people really do seem to prefer being live. Is that true for all of you? Now, I've got a file I'm going to upload here. Oh, the excitement. So that's been rumbling on today, and I've been keeping my eye on the sessions that I was interested in. What got me was a couple of the ones where the audio is appalling. And seeing as though it is pre-recorded, and that was the essence for pre-recording it, you know, we want everything to work swimmingly. When you've got two presenters and the levels are off, really? And you're trying to say you're the expert in this? So I don't think Mike's watched that much of it, to be honest. He's left it all to me. So I can tell him which is the good ones, which aren't. So what else have I been doing? I've got podcasts that have been published. Sorted that out. The Maroons. The Maroons are alive and well. We've had really weird weather. I shall cross-question Jonathan later when he's finished stuffing his mushrooms. But we've had really weird weather. We've got these amazing clouds, but the rest of the sky is absolutely blue. I'm assuming it's the lack of aircraft. Lots more traffic. No more visitors doing things on houses, thankfully. And a couple of things from the BBC that would just... you'd just be rolling in the aisles. This really was. Now, the BBC is supposed to be our kind of, you know, best media. The most serious, not the ones that you would see sort of quirky things on. Yeah, right. Because today they had a headline, and I am not joking with this. Greg's U-turn over sausage roll rush. Now, we've talked about Greg's on here before. Greg's are the company where people eat out of paper bags. I'm not sure if it was supposed to be like that. It was supposed to be like an old bakery shop. But because they serve hot, fresh food, well, food might be stretching it a bit, but it's warm and potentially edible. People tend to get things like sausage rolls, pasties, pies in paper bags and then walk around eating them, which drives me insane. But they've had to close. Well, all the stores at the moment, we have not had the lockdown lifted in any way, shape or form. It's not being reduced in any way, nothing. But we're hearing from company after company after company who are attempting to open up or intending to open up shortly. And one of them was Greg's. But what they were going to do was only open a handful of stores and try the social distancing thing. But they've decided against it on the basis there may be a rush for sausage rolls. I live in this country and this surprises me. The number of people that I've seen where the kids won't eat unless it's McDonald's or KFC or something like that. And you're like, really? Well, make the little go hungry then. But there's been video after video, and apparently with the adults, it's Greg's. Who here has eaten a Greg's sausage roll? I can say never, ever had the pleasure. They don't do gluten-free, and I didn't really eat them in their day. And on the odd occasion that my mum would say I fancy, and for her, it would have been a cheese and onion pie, she did buy it, have it in a bag and bring it home. Not stand there munching on it out in the street. But apparently there are fears of a sausage roll rush. I wish I was making this up, but sadly I'm not. You couldn't make this stuff up. You absolutely could not make this stuff up. Now, what was the other one? There was another one as well. Let me know what's going on in your neck of the woods, in your country. What's going on? Oh, yes, the BBC decided they were also going to do a questionnaire. Now, it's one of these things, I think, the lies, damn lies and statistics, where if they ask the right question, they'll get the answer they want. But the short version of this questionnaire was, do British people still accept the lockdown? Interestingly, the majority of them do, 60-odd%. There's not been the kind of social unrest that there has in Spain, Italy, France and America. We're British, stiff upper lip, just stay in or ignore it, one or the other, but don't create about it. But even more interestingly, I posted this thing on Facebook. I think we mentioned it yesterday, because I was quite surprised. I was expecting a bit of backlash, but I looked at it and I thought, do you know what? I feel that that's how I feel. So on my feed, let's have a look. I'd rather stay in quarantine for the whole of summer, just as long as I don't have to bury one of my family members, kids or loved ones. Repost. Well, it's got so many comments on it. And the comments are all, without exception, absolutely, I can't like this enough. I can't agree with this. I'm getting, and then I won't say that word, but I'm getting peed off with people who are clamouring for the restrictions to be lifted. I want my family and friends all to be safe. Now, that came from a gentleman who's actually been furloughed. So he isn't even getting his full salary at the minute, and he's quite happy for it to go on however long. Is that how you feel? Let me know. What are your thoughts on it? Come on. I want to hear all about it. Let me know what you're thinking. I've worked on the principle with Mike because the other questions they asked, the BBC one that I've put the link in for, the other question that they, well, they asked more than one, but the other questions they asked were, okay, so if the restrictions were eased, how nervous would you be about going out? Would you want to go out? Then they asked about certain things. How comfortable would you be with, and then certain things. And it was taking the children to school, doing the shopping, going to the theatre, going to the cinema, all that kind of thing. And it was quite surprising that people were saying, even if the government declared it safe, 33% of them would be nervous. And I thought, well, I've already decided I'm not going out till September at the absolute earliest. If anybody else wants to go out and see the death rate climb, it's not going to be my fault. So Paul in Ohio is saying deaths seem to be rising at a steady rate, 100 or so a day. Any death isn't good, but it's not becoming exponential. True, we're seeing death rates that are horrific here. Today it rose by 789, I think. But they are saying that they're seeing that there's now enough deaths, which is not good, but there's enough deaths that they can sort of get statistics, pull out statistics from it. And that it is older people who are more susceptible. But some of the younger people who have had it and recovered, and by young, I mean from sort of 20 to maybe 50, they're saying it's absolutely horrific. And, you know, you can't breathe and da 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 da. And you think, well, it wouldn't be good to get it anyway, would it? Another thing, statistic that I've noticed is, and I'd said this to Mike about 2 weeks ago, it seemed to be we're getting stories out where a mum's died or a dad's died, and the next you know, the son or daughter's gone, and then their son or daughter. as though there's something in families. That happened twice today. So one was a lady who caught it in hospital, so an older person, who then got transferred from hospital, needed looking after, so she went to stay with her daughter and son-in-law and their little boy, and he's only seven. The old lady died. By this stage, the daughter who'd been nursing her had to was having to self-isolate in the bedroom. The old lady died, so the husband had to just go up and say from the doorway, "She's died." Couldn't go in, couldn't touch his wife. They sought out the old lady. The next minute, I think it was 4 days later, the wife calls the husband and says, "I don't feel well. I'm going to have to go to hospital." He dials 999 for an ambulance, turns around, and she's dead. And yet she obviously didn't feel that she needed to go earlier, much, much earlier. So we're seeing that as well. So certain families have been decimated. It's just horrific. Right. So Paul agrees with the lockdown. Me too. Me too. It's not that hard. Just stay where you are. Particularly if you can either work from home or you're on furlough. I don't know what's going on in the States. The only thing I heard in the States, money-wise, was that it was a blanket sum that was being provided, and I'm not sure if it was for 11 or 12 weeks. The furlough payments are basically 80% of your salary up to a maximum of $2,500 a month, as I understand it. So it's enough to live on, and it's better than dying. But some people don't get this. So Paul's saying, "I don't understand where there is often talk of easing restrictions and add that there will be a spike. Why not just wait a little longer?" That's what I don't get, Paul. It's as though, I remember at the very beginning of this, there was talk of a COBRA meeting, which is our government's, well, it's the Cabinet Office briefing room. It's actually named after where they have the meeting. So it's a special meeting of government that they call a COBRA meeting because it sounds cool. Something out of a film. And they said they had behavioural psychologists there. And I looked at Mike and said, "A what?" And they're predicting how people will behave. But I don't actually think it's your average person who's desperate to get out of lockdown. It's the papers looking for stories who are saying people are desperate to get out of lockdown. Obviously, there'll be people who would go out if lockdown was eased. Of course there would. And there would be an uptick in deaths. Obviously. But why the behavioural psychologists feel that the government need to acknowledge these imbeciles is beyond me. That's the bit I don't get. If staying in for another week, another month, meant that, you know, you really dealt with it, then why not do it? But then I was the one who was saying we should have been in lockdown from about the third week in February, because I could see the way it was going. And at one stage, all of you in the UK, you'll probably remember this. Remember when we had one case? Two cases, and that was it. I'm like, okay, lockdown, contact tracing, and the government were gay abandoned, just carry on as you were, never mind. And before you know it, you've got 26,000 people dead. I don't understand it. Do you think I should run the government? Because I often think I should run the government. Right, we'd have been locked down till Christmas, just enjoy it. I mean, there are things that you could do. Right, let's have a look. Paul saying, "I'm nervous about it when I go out for the groceries. The death toll total today is 922. It is climbing greatly, isn't it? It is climbing greatly. So I'm not surprised. I would be nervous too. Last night when we went out to do the clap for carers, we've had this thing. I mean, how many weeks have we done that now? About four or five, isn't it? And the first week we took Lola out on a lead. Lola had other ideas, slipped the lead. So it's like, right, that's not happening again. But that week, people were coming out of their houses and coming across the road to talk to you, stood right next to you or petting the dog. So I said to Mike, right, we'll leave the dog in. So the second week we left the dog in, dog not pleased. So the third week we said, right, well, we'll stay in the garden. How much trouble can we get in the garden? Next door neighbour came up to the fence between us and started petting the dog. The dog needed a wash when she got in. So this time I'm like, I'm not at all sure about the dog. Mike said, it's fine. We've got the gate shut. We'll keep her away from the fence. It'll be fine. But yet again, two neighbours from across the way came across and started leaning on our gate, trying to talk to us as I'm trying to take the dog away. And one other neighbour, there was a neighbour from a house who'd come up our road, which is actually like the opposite way from her house, but she came up to the edge. And then one of the other neighbours spotted her, went over, they stood right next to each other talking away. And I'm just looking at Mike with like, what? Why? So even going outside for the clap for carers makes me nervous. So I totally understand. Hello, Pete. Good grief, man. It's been ages. How are you? Oh, that's good, Paul. Yep, Captain Tom's fly past and all his birthday cards. It was lovely. We took the phone out with us in the end last night and for the clap for carers. And we saw the bit where they're all singing happy birthday, which we tried to do, but I wouldn't say our neighbours heard that tuneful, maybe. Right, let's have a look. Let me go back up this chat. $1,200 per adult as a one-time payment. How long would that normally last, Paul? You know, literally, living expenses. If it was £1,200, I think you'd probably get a month out of it here, if you were cautious. Now, Anthony's saying that's what they did in New Zealand, locked down when they had only a few cases. And I know the Prime Minister had said that they're sorted now. And you're like looking, thinking, why aren't we? We're an island as well. Speculation there'll be a spike regardless of when the restrictions will be released. But you don't think they know for sure. You'll stay in for a long time, see what's going to happen. Exactly, Kim. No problem staying in. Not difficult, is it? Right. It's Jonathan's back. Hello. You've missed the last 3 weeks. Oh, my. What was on and what's on tonight? Was Pete one of the ones who wanted to know about access? Just saying. Where's Neil? No word from Neil. Somebody's got to get in touch with Neil. Tonight, Pete, we have new software. We have, what's on my desk? It's on post-it notes on my desk. Markdown was requested. We have Markdown, so which means looking at Ulysses. We can pretty much do anything. Anything. What would be good? On the media, a phone in today was the government message to stay at home. Too effective. Really? I don't think the opposition have helped either, Jonathan, with this business of what's the plan, what's the plan, what's the plan. It sounds like a child. Are we there yet? Are we there yet? No, we're not. So sit down and shut up. But like I said, if I ran the country. Oh, and I've got some fantastic photos of Manchester as well. Don't know if you've seen them, Jonathan, but they are amazing. Absolutely amazing. So they'll be on the week at my bike's headquarters. Depends. My son and wife pays their bills for 2 months. We didn't get that at all. I can't imagine America doing that, but hey. It's been more cautious than that, and it's been more structured. But then it did take a good while to come out. And I know the 1,200 was out virtually straight away, wasn't it? So Paul's going to be working from home until the fall. Me too. Mike's had lots of mails, actually, about a phased return. But as he said yesterday, I teased the last one back in. And I'm just thinking, you know, just keep putting it off, Mike. Because the thing is, like, we're having our groceries delivered. So there's no need to go out for that. I work from home anyway. If Mike goes into work and then comes back, he is going to be the weak link in this chain. And can I just mention, he works for AstraZeneca, the one that's been all over the news because they're working on the vaccine. I'd rather he wasn't on site while they were doing that. Just saying. Might be wanting volunteers and all kinds of stuff. So, right, let's have a look. No nap, I'm likely to win. Well, it's 2-2, isn't it, Jonathan? So I need to a quick head start on that. For those who can work from home, we should do. Exactly. I just don't see why we... One person goes out. I know they're on about this R number that's less than one and blah, blah, blah. But it still draws it out for longer. And tonight they were saying that they were bringing back in, how did they word it? Contraception services, basically, on the NHS. Because people are screaming they wanted a baby. Can you not wait 2 months? Can you not wait 3? Seriously. I know some people are saying, but the clock's ticking. It's 2, 3, 4 months. It's not 15 years. two, 3, 4 months won't make a difference. If they might have, if they've got a strict cutoff, then NHS move it. You know, give them a couple more months. But other than that, honestly, but that's back on apparently. Again, I wouldn't fancy going in for that, but. Yes, they are doing that. I got an email, Pete, about that. They're doing a live thing every day. Today was Ash, I think, who is the guy who owns the place. That's going on every day. I didn't get a chance to see it. Did anybody else get to see it? 4 p.m. is not a great time. Even on a Friday, Jonathan. Even on a Friday. Let's have a look if we can find Affinity. No, it doesn't like that. Oh, come on. Honestly. Right. Affinity. Is it Affinity or Sorry for Affinity? I can never remember their handle on YouTube. I do believe it's that one. And they are premiering. Here we go. They're putting them out as premieres. There's 8 up there at the moment. All with different experts. So illustrating a car in Affinity Designer. That one is on the 5th. There's editing a landscape on the 6th, and there's 8 more already scheduled. So I'll put the link in and then you'll be able to see it. There we go. So Kim says, tell Mike AstraZeneca's in the news this morning all about the new diabetes drug. They've got plenty of drugs. The COVID thing, I do believe, is in conjunction with the University of Oxford. I went to Oxford. Not in the medical department, though, for which everybody is incredibly grateful. I was in a department. I couldn't do any harm. He thought it was a strange service to bring back now. Would have thought there were higher priorities. Me too, Anthony. Yesterday, they were screaming about cancer and that the diagnosis rate had dropped like a stone. And therefore, there was, and they use the term cancer time bomb. But of all the services that was like desperate, I wouldn't have thought of that one. But then I'm not into skin kits. If it's got 4 legs and fur, I am far more interested. They were also telling you the experts, massive air quotes, now's not a good time to get a dog. And I thought now's a brilliant time to house train a dog. Just saying. Lola's been fine. Lola's possibly perturbed that Daddy's here more often, as though like, oh, is it still the weekend? I could have sworn it was the week. But other than that, she's absolutely fine. She's loving it. We didn't hear about the diabetes drug. What we got yesterday, late after, hang on, let me think. Day was it Thursday? Mike and I had a job to do. So he's going downstairs and getting me a drink before bed. Well, his bedtime, not my bedtime. And he brought it back up and I had the BBC homepage up. And there on the BBC homepage was Mike's boss's boss, head of AstraZeneca. And what was so funny about it was, obviously, him being at home at the moment, he clearly has his computer in a single place and that's where he does all his videos. And this video that was on the BBC had him sat in exactly the same place as all the videos I've witnessed from Mike where he's giving rah-rah updates to the team. So that was just kind of like, whoa, double take. But yes, he was on the BBC homepage. Don't say that, I wanted a dog. Well, they're not stopping you having a dog, Jonathan. They're just saying it's not the best time. I didn't even bother reading it. But I remember when we got Mayor, I mean, obviously with Lola, she wasn't a puppy. She was 3 and a bit, probably about 3 and a half when we met up with her in the park. But when we got Maya, my mum had said to us, you know, are you sure, blah, blah, blah. But she was the one who was like, you're not having a dog, not having a dog in the house. When she said like, well, maybe you could have a dog. It was like, right, I'm going to get a dog. And I didn't stop and think, is it a good time? Is it a bad time? It's just like, I'm going to get a dog. Our biggest problem was she would not have a girl dog because she'd had a really bad experience when she was pregnant with me. My granddad rescued this dog, which seemed like a good idea at the time. But unfortunately, it was round the bend. It had mental problems, this dog. It turned out to be, it'd been used for breeding, but it had been spayed incorrectly and it had sent it round the bend. So it cornered my mother when she was about 8 months pregnant with me. snapping and snarling, and my mum just couldn't handle it. When we actually found out what the problem was with the dog, that the spaying had gone wrong, then she said it probably wouldn't have happened with the boy. So I had to have a boy. That would have been fine, but every litter this side, in fact, every litter in the country was riddled with girls. And the ones that had had boys, there was like one and somebody had already got them. So after person after person after person, I went and I visited this lady who had, again, a litter of six girls. But they were gorgeous and we were playing with them. And she said, I've had an idea. There's a lady I know. Let me see, because I know she's had a litter. And she gets on to her. She's in Glasgow. Now, Glasgow's probably maybe about 180, 200 miles from where we are. We didn't think that was an excessive trip for a dog. And she had a boy dog. So that's how come we ended up with a boy dog. But when we got him home, my mum had said to us, it's like having a baby. You know, you're going to be tired. It's like having a baby. And we're like, he's a cute dog. Shut up, mum. Oh, was she right? So to be honest, as far as I'm concerned, now would be a grand time to have a dog, because you've got time. Night, Pete. Say hello to Mrs. Pete. It would be a grand time to be able to get some sleep and train the dog. If you remember that picture of Mike, I'm sure you've seen it before, but we'd had Maya 2 weeks. After 2 days, Mike had to take some holiday anyway. He said, like, I'm that tired, I can't stand up. So we got him to some time off work. But literally after 2 weeks, Maya was into absolutely everything. Absolutely everything. And this was Mike, and I remember it because it was a Saturday. So Maya had been here 10 days at that point. He arrived on the bank holiday Monday, and this was Mike in the chair a week the following Saturday. It's a really, really good time to get a dog, Jonathan, because you're at home and you've got time to house train it, nurse it, get it settled in. I think what they mean is if you then go back to work, then the dog's going to be lost, because the dog would then be used to people, which was where we were with Maya. Maya was always in a houseful. He was never in his entire life left alone, ever. Not even once. I remember one particular day, many years ago, it was a Thursday, and my dad used to take my mum out on a Thursday, and Mike was at work. And I'd forgotten I had a VAT return to do. So it was like the 30th for the 31st. I had to get this VAT return posted on the Thursday. And mum and dad were always back by 3 o'clock, so that would be fine. I could get it in the post and it would be there the next day. But they were later and later and later. And I'm thinking, I'm going to have to go out. And I thought, I cannot leave the dog, because he'd never, ever been left. So I'm thinking, well, I'll go up there and I'll take him with me in the car. And I'm thinking, how am I going to get him in the post office? So I think that's what they mean. When you go back to work, it's going to come as a real culture shock for the dog, which is true. But having said that, I know many people who've got dogs and who've got cats, and they've all taken time off to acclimatise them anyway. Maybe only 2 weeks. But they do need to settle in. You can't just, right, here you go, we live here, I'm going to work. You can't do that. Lola's absolutely fine by herself. Or she has been. But of course, obviously now, since the beginning of March, Mike and I have been here all day, every day with her. So how would she now be if we went out for the evening? And we don't know. We have no idea. That's why we try and have it quite peaceful. There's no raucous music or dancing going on here. She needs quiet time. We hope if we do then have to go out together, that she just kind of get acclimatised to it. She's very chilled. Maya wasn't. Maya was giddy as anything 24/7, unless he was asleep. But she's very chilled, apart from when she gives the chicken a seeing to. So we just have to hope. You should be allowed paternity leave when you get a new dog. I totally agree, Anthony. I really do. People say, like, you should be allowed paternity leave and maternity leave for a child. As of right. Well, just a minute. I don't want a skin kid. Never have done. Never had a skin kid. So I've never had maternity leave. But I do want a dog. It's a life choice. It's a life choice. And my life choice would be to have a dog. So I absolutely agree with that. I think you should run the country, Anthony. That would work well. There are some companies who offer it. Now, I know of UK Fast, Jonathan. You, somebody who worked for them. They have the most amazing schemes. It's like Google, isn't it? I totally agree. We had the funniest thing going on here when my dad died. Now, I know that doesn't sound like a funny thing, but I found it hysterical when Mike told his boss, you know, my father-in-law's died, and obviously needed time off. And can I just say massive air quotes, Mike, for the funeral?
Can't I tell this story?
Yes, you tell this story. You go on. We've had Pete in, but Mrs. Pete needed him. So Pete's alive and well good. And joining us.
Good. Yeah, well, I said to... Now, you must understand that at the time, I wasn't working for AstraZeneca. I was working for one of their suppliers. I've got to say that AstraZeneca have got much better, what should we say, employee relations?
Yep.
More flexible. So I said to my boss, I said, my father-in-law's died. Do I get time off for the funeral?
That was when the trouble started.
And he said, you'll have to take a day's leave. So I said, oh, right. I said, we live together.
No. It was you. You were asking, well, why don't I get time off? And it had to be a close relative or something, didn't it? And the thing was, we're not married. So that was when you said.
So I said, oh, so we live in the same house. So my boss said, oh, well, it's okay if you live in the same house, yeah.
So if you live with some random, you know, like your flatmate, you're fine if they die. But if your father-in-law dies, you've had it. You literally had to tick all the boxes to get a day off for the funeral. Don't tell them, but Mike didn't actually go to the funeral, did you?
Vicariously.
Vicariously you did. Because... as I've just said, Mayo had never been left on his own. And by this stage, Mayo was 12 and a half and riddled with arthritis. He, in his mind, he could still climb and do things, but he actually couldn't. And we never left him alone. Sometimes he couldn't stand up on his own. Somebody would have to pick him up and carry him out. And obviously, you've seen the size of the dog. He weighed 8.5 stone. So picking him up and carrying him out wasn't just... it's not an easy task. He's not a labradoodle. So Mike was actually intending to stay here and look after Maya. So when I went to the funeral, I dialed him on the phone, put it on mute, and he sat and listened to the funeral from home with Maya. But that was still the point. You still needed to be here, didn't you?
Yeah.
Plus the fact, once a death goes in the paper, you find the house robbed while you're at the funeral. Ah, oh, my word. Right. Telling us to rescue dogs. You know, the number of cats and dogs that were handed in at the beginning of this because people were scared they'd catch it from their pet was just criminal. How could you hand your to us? She's our daughter. And even your mother said, granddaughter, which is so cool. They're your children. You can't just hand them over no matter what. We just keep washing her and she's hating us for it, isn't she? Oh, I'm loving that, Jonathan. I wouldn't buy a new one. I know what you mean. A rescue dog. I tell you who's brilliant. Dogs Trust. Dogs Trust are fabulous. We know a couple who took one from there, don't we? And it was ill. Do you remember? The very first one before Milo. And this dog turned out to be ill. Seriously ill. They'd already signed all of the papers and everything. And it wasn't going to survive. And they took it back because obviously the vet's bills for that were going to be horrific. They refunded, well, they didn't refund the money. What they said was, come back down and meet some more dogs and no charge. And they've got a lovely little King Charles Spaniel called Milo, who eats anything. They've had it to the vet that many times because it bin dips. Oh, dear.
Anthony's just bought, my cousin used to work for Time Computers. So where we got our first computer.
Got our first PC from there. It was in Blackburn, wasn't it?
Blackburn, yeah.
Blackburn. In fact, we got more than one from them, didn't we? Oh, I used to love looking at their ads. And every month the spec would have gone up ever so slightly. And I wanted it. And I remember we took it out on credit, didn't we? Because I remember going to the post office with all the forms.
Yeah.
And I couldn't wait for the PC to be delivered. It's my first PC. Like, just get it to me. Uh, How can a company determine who is close and who is very close? Well, I totally agree, Jonathan. I think most people are, what would you say? Jonock is a word that comes to mind. They're
genuine,
yeah. They wouldn't say, I mean, you could be close to your 15th cousin. You know, if it's somebody close, then you're going to be no use at work anyway. I'm also thinking of when Maya died. Your boss, it was a Thursday, and your boss, you said, I'm not coming in, simple as, I'll take it as holiday or whatever. And she said, I don't expect you till next week, take tomorrow as well. She was great. That is bereavement
leave. She's a doggy
person. She's a doggy person. She had a dog. So she totally understood. I mean, you wouldn't have been done any good at work anyway.
No.
The pair of us couldn't see straight for crying.
No.
So what was the point of going into work?
Gone very black out there.
I said the weather is just insane, isn't it? I took a picture of that yesterday and I've put it on the slide. You hold the fort while I take another one.
It was very nice out there earlier.
When you took the dog?
Yeah, when I took the dog. But I'll tell you what, it's too people-y out there.
I've always said so.
Yeah, but today there's more cars on the road. There's joggers. There's people walking the dogs like me. Just two people-y out there.
Right, I've taken a couple that I'll put in the slides for after hours.
Anyway, Deb, happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Deb.
It's the first time I've spotted Deb in the chat.
Right, let me have a look at those pictures. That's what I keep saying. The clouds are just bizarre. I mean, that is unretouched, that image, Mike. Look at it.
Mm.
I took one earlier.
Should call it a COVID cloud.
A COVID cloud.
COVID cloud.
I'm actually quite surprised. Nobody out there. I'll use that one. But I will send that and get it in the presentation. Right, let me catch up.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, don't start singing. right, sent. Hang on. Got it. Let me have a look at it on here.
Haven't you got the thing lined up?
What?
The birthday clip.
Only on Brooklands.
Oh.
Shall we play it? Where did that go? Hang on, where is that? I've changed the whole app since then, Mike. It's not easy.
Oh, right.
Oh, no, there it is. Right, this is what you do, isn't it, on Brooklands?
Yeah.
When it's somebody's birthday. Join in, Mike. Can you put a high efficiency up there and have it work?
I don't know.
I've got this image, and this image hasn't been touched in any kind of way, shape, or form. I'll open it and do a save.
Deb like that.
What have you done to celebrate, apart from join us, obviously? Right, I'm doing a save as because I want it as a JPEG. It's totally bizarre, Well, they did say there was going to be rain, which overnight was horrific, because I heard it. It just rained and rained. And then they said there was going to be thunder and lightning. Right, let's have a look. Oh, we had a cupcake. Excellent, excellent. I must admit, I did have... some gluten-free carrot cake, and it was gorgeous, which is just as well, because Mike, it doesn't look like he's going to get a slot till the other side of Christmas, do you?
I'll go and try again in a minute.
Right,
well, I had gluten-free chocolate cake with strawberries and two triangles of Toblerone for breakfast yesterday. But in my defense, that means the strawberries are five of my five.
Nice try.
Right.
There we go. That's what it looks like right now.
Chunky cheese. Sounds nice.
Like chunky chicken. That photo straight off the phone. Haven't done a thing with it. Not edited at all. Actually, looks like a tornado.
That's what I said. It looks like a tornado. Don't think it is.
That is right now. So you can see the sun is coming in from the left-hand side, which is to the west. We kind of face... That's facing northeast. The road faces north. As you can see, that just looks really weird. Oh, Barney's a rescue. Previous owner's wife had died and remarried. I couldn't understand why the dog was allowed in the house. Yeah, might be a time to get rid of the lady rather than the dog. Just saying. So we don't get any ideas, Mike, because the dog comes first. Oh, we die for our dogs. Honestly, seriously, I don't get that. I don't understand it, but that's just me, isn't it? They do call it adoption, Deb. I'm working upwards here. That's what the Dogs Trust call it. But you're right. You do have to go through so many interviews and references. And yet, if you buy a puppy, you don't. I'm thinking of all the people I know who've had Samoyeds from puppies, and I've never known anybody be asked for a reference or anything. We went up to meet Maya and his litter mates with a view to going back the following week because he was only 7 weeks old. But she said he just completely took to you, so take him with you. You know, the time's right. Oh, he's happy with you.
There's a couple of slots.
Grab one.
No, because on the day that we've already got a slot.
Oh, for crying out loud.
I reckon people must have cancelled.
Probably.
The slots don't just come available at random times in midweek.
So Paul says some people shouldn't have pets at all. Oh, poor Barney. But anyway, he's with you now, so it was all meant to be. I agree some people shouldn't have pets. All our pets have been quite strange. When I was younger, obviously I wanted a dog, and Mum would try and palm me off with anything but a dog. So I had, she wouldn't have a cat either. I had rabbits. She must have been insane because the rabbits, oh dear. They were in our morning room and oh, rabbit cages. Yeah, little on the high side. But I had rabbits. I had a gerbil. We had a budgie. We had two budgies. But I just wanted a dog. I just wanted a dog. You're American Eskimo. Oh, American Eskimos are gorgeous.
Aren't American Eskimos like Samis?
Aren't they the ones with little thin legs? They've got such cute faces. Hated boys.
There you go.
Very, very similar to a Sami. Just a little bit on the much thinner legs. But other than that, very, very similar. Not men or girls. It's as though something happened, isn't it? Lola's very... I've noticed with Lola, if you put your hand out to stroke her on the head, she kind of ducks. And, you know, when you're trying to get the suit on, she did not like that suit going over her head, did she? So we got a different suit. Ah, you are cat people. Six cats. I've got a friend who's got both. Got a little dog, smallish dog, and about three or four cats. And they all get on. Mike was a cat person when I met him, but and he definitely was not a dog person. Absolutely not a dog person. A bad experience with dogs, haven't you?
We've told that story before.
you and your door.
Yeah.
The funniest thing was the dog that nearly broke through his front door was an Alsatian German Shepherd mix. But when we went up to get Maya, there's all these lovely Sammies running around. On one Alsatian, and Mike just looked like, oh no. But he was cute.
He was cute.
It was just the look of him that intimidated you somewhat, wasn't it?
Yeah. Neutral venues will be the only way to complete the season, Premier League clubs were told during a video conference on Friday. Up to 10 stadiums will be used to resume this campaign. The Premier League would also need up to 40,000 tests for players and staff.
Yeah, but it's too late. I mean, when do they have the test? Two seconds before they play?
Yeah.
It's just such a logistical nightmare. Why would you risk that peak again? I do not understand it. Just people have been so selfish. Deb gave the cat away when she ate my contacts and nearly took the daughter's ear off. Cats can be very mean. Yeah. Our friends have got a cat called Elsa, and she's such a sweetie. But the thing she keeps doing She doesn't get into too much trouble. Oh, apart from that gammon that time, do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
The mum had got out gammon. The daughter lives at home with her mother and father and the cat. And the daughter was at work, so the mum gets the dinner out, and it was a gammon steak. So she left the daughters in the kitchen in a plastic bag. She comes in looking for it after her and her husband had eaten and can't find this gammon steak. Next minute, the cat's got it. But it was in a plastic bag, she said. So she gets it off the cat and she cleans it up and serves it to her. I said, did you tell her? She said, only after she'd eaten it. But Elsa doesn't get into too much trouble, apart from she goes out overnight and she comes back with no collar on. They have a collar and a tag, and she keeps coming back without the collar and tag. And we were having a laugh saying, you know, how much that must be costing. And she said it cost the same as 24 toilet rolls because now we're valuing everything in toilet rolls, obviously. Oh, poor Barney had severe separation anxiety. Oh, and scared of other dogs. That's it. You see, he's getting better because you're working with him. That's what dogs need. It's so sad. You take on a dog and it's like the weird things you find out, like Lola. Mm. She did not like that thing going on over her head at all. And to be honest, I didn't like it. It was a harness and it had to go on over her head and then you had to put one leg through it. And then you had to strap it round. It's a reasonable harness, but it's so difficult to get it on. And somebody must have like hit her on the head with it and she just didn't like it. But now the one we had for Maya, it's basically like webbing, and you lay it flat on the floor and you just lift the dog's 2 feet into it, lift up the sides and clip it in over the back and you're done. So I think she's much better with that one, isn't she?
She is.
She's a happier dog now. let me have a look. Poor Paul. My gran, well, actually, it wasn't my gran's dog. My gran and granddad lived in what we call a two-up, two-down house. She's 2 rooms downstairs, 2 rooms upstairs, and a bathroom and a kitchen. And somebody else on the street had this dog, but this was around the 40s, 50s, 60s, something like that. Well, actually, it must have been the late 60s, early 70s, because I met this dog. I was terrified of the dog. It was just, a dog had tried biting me outside a shop. It didn't bite me, but it wasn't a very friendly dog. And we went to my grandmother's and this dog that was like the neighbourhood's dog wandered in. It was the biggest dog I have ever seen. It was a cross German Shepherd Alsatian, but it was bigger than a Great Dane. And literally, as its head went into the kitchen, its tail was just coming through the hall. It was massive. It was way bigger than I was when I was about 3 or 4. But it was the softest, sweetest nature, so it let me pet it and play with it. And then I just fell in love with dogs. So never mind the one that nearly bit me. Oh, Kim, now that's impressive, teaching a cat anything. We saw a video on Facebook of 2 cats and they had silly hats on. And in front of them were bells, you know, like a proper hotel bell. And they'd been taught that if they tapped the bell with their paw, they were given a treat. And the two of them were at it right and left. So our friend with the cat, Elsa, said, I'm going to teach Elsa. She was at it all day. And the cat's just looking at her like, nope, not happening. She gave up in the end. Oh, 3 stitches. Oh, Paul, you come on. You love Lola. She wouldn't do that. And one begs for treats. Oh, wow. No, I've always found cats quite standoffish. Probably the cat we got closest to was Oscar, wasn't it?
Oscar.
Oscar was a sweetie. Oscar had been abused as a kitten. Nearly said as a puppy then. That would have been impressive. And the neighbour had rescued this cat. And he used to come in, didn't he? He was not a cat that would be petted at all. But my dad was like Dr. Doolittle with animals. He loved animals. And Oscar came in and he was like quite standoffish with my mum. But he went over to dad and he would tolerate dad petting him, wouldn't he? Mm. Stroking him gently, which he wouldn't tolerate off many people. How old was he when he died?
Mum wasn't that old, was he?
How long had we been together? About 18 months, 2 years?
If that.
Yeah, he got run over But he didn't actually die being run over, if you're with me. We got him to the vet, didn't we?
Yeah.
But sadly, he then died. No, it was Bobby we took to the vet.
Yeah, she took him. She took
Oscar. Yeah. But sadly, didn't make it. But he was a cat with attitude, we say. Mm. Cat with attitude. So when we got Maya some years later, it was like, channeling Oscar with the attitude. You love animals, but don't care for cats. They always want attention from you. That's it. Cats love people who don't go mad for them. Cats are like, this one's interesting. Oh, that's what cats are like. My dad could be like, he would just know. He would just know, my dad. Oh, what was it like when Maya arrived? We got out of the car with Maya, 7-week-old puppy, looked up at him. And my dad went, oh, look at his white eyelashes. That was it, smitten, from that moment on. From that moment on. And they were together until he died, weren't they?
They were.
Yeah. Maya sat next to him right until, well, he died in hospital about 3:05. But Maya had had enough by about 9:30. And he looked up and he licked his paw and walked off. And I said, Mum, Dad's not coming back from this. She got to the hospital. And luckily, my mum was fairly well balanced, even though her husband was dying, because the nurse said, I've got to get this the right way around or it won't make any sense. The nurse said, do you want me to get the priest? And mum said, you know, well, what for? So she said, well, the last rites, you know, meaning he's not coming back. The doctor came in and said, I'll give him some antibiotics. Mum's like, really? So you're right, he's either going or he's not. And, you know, and I was just saying to her, he's not coming back from it. Luckily, she'd been warned and he wasn't and he didn't. But to say, do you want, I'll get you some antibiotics, he'll be fine, and then we'll send him home. There was no way he was coming home. Some doctors, sadly, they're not all as good as Pete. But Maya did stay right by his side, did not budge once. Even when the doctor came in, the doctor had to try and get over the dog. You've got to get past the dog to get to my dad. Oh, my. So tonight is the big night, although I don't see Neil in here. Should we actually ping Neil, do you think, Mike? Let him know that the grand day has arrived. It's access day. Oh, I need to say to Kim, the principles of database design totally apply to Notion. Don't blink during the design phase. Because whatever you're building, Mike, I shall mentally be building it in Notion.
That can be next week's demo.
I haven't put Notion in for tonight. But then tonight's been, it's a little bit up in the air because somebody, Mike, hasn't made his mind up how long the demo is. So well, you might have, you not told me. So we've got a hard out at 8, so we can head off and do the slides. But it's been wonderful talking to you. We are at the end of week 6, I believe, aren't we?
We're on day 47.
I know we're on day 47. I think that is the end of week... Well, it's not the end of week 6. Sunday's the end of week 6. But there is no sign of Boris lifting this any time soon. So fear not, another week full of marooned next week. I think we should carry on marooned. I think we should have a phased... What would you say? Phased...
Return to work.
No. I've told them about that they think they're getting you back to work, and I'm thinking, no, they're not. Don't you think?
Mm.
I'm thinking next year at the earliest. What do you think? If you can put up with me that long. Now, be very careful what you say at this point.
Who can put up with you?
If you can put up with me that long.
What about you putting up with me?
That's true.
Yeah.
I'd rather you were here than there.
Me too.
Neil is going to kick himself. So we need to put a call out for Neil to let him know. Of course, it's always there on demand, YouTube permitting, and local recordings permitting. That's going to be interesting tonight, isn't it, Mike, local recordings?
Why?
Because if I'm demonstrating Camtasia, I can't really be using Camtasia, can I?
True.
Oh, I'm going to have a think about that. So I'll head off and have a think about it, and I'll head off and get some slides done. And possibly a nice little bit of carrot cake before we start.
I'll go and get something to eat.
I might just do that when you've quite finished, Mike. I might just do that. But we'll be back with you very, very soon. But for the moment, it's good night from me.
And it's good night from me.
And we will both see you next time.